Gen X ladies, have you ever stopped, took a breather, and thought, hey, is this it? I mean, is this all? Then life hits you with menopause and midlife crisis. Well, that's what happened to me. But ladies, it's not game over. Oh no. We've got to get up and claim our space and fight back. My name's Simona, and come join me as I document my life journey, discover midlife solutions one step at a time. I will present various ways to improve our lives and increase our self-care. I will interview inspiring people, share with you the best kept secrets to a successful and meaningful life. So let's get rocking. Couch to Fire will inspire you to get unstuck and venture out of your comfort zone and ignite your fire within. Couch to Fire. Get your life back. Hello, everybody. This is Simona from Couch to Fire, and I have a wonderful guest. His name is Liam McKelvey, and he is from England. Is that correct?
Oh, no. That's a mistake you never make. I'm Scottish.
Scottish. I'm so sorry. Do you want me to restart this? Are you okay with this?
This is actually quite a good part.
And I got connected to Liam through a friend of mine, and he is actually 23 years old from Scotland, and he is a motivational speaker. Welcome, Liam.
Thank you very much for having me on.
I wanted you to come here and just inspire our listeners here. The podcast is called Couch to Fire, and we are just trying to find some inspiration to get our personal goals into action. So, Liam, can you tell me about a little bit of background about yourself?
Yeah, my story is ridiculously long, so I'll try and squeeze it into a couple of minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, it was the day before my second birthday, I fell ill with, specifically, it's meningococcal septicemia, which is essentially a hybrid of meningitis and sepsis. So it's quite a severe disease. Now, by the time we arrived at the hospital, unfortunately, the hospital in my hometown couldn't deal with it. It was too severe. So they put me in an ambulance and took me to Glasgow, which is also in Scotland. And by the time we arrived there, they said it was so bad, it was the worst case they had seen in years, if not decades. And a way that they attempted to save my life was amputating both hands and both feet. This wasn't guaranteed to work. However, there weren't any other options, so they had to take the risk. So yeah, that's what they did. They amputated the left arm above the elbow, the right arm through the elbow, and both legs below the knee. Now, for me, that's not the difficult part of my life, because I was only 2 years old, so I can't really remember that. The difficult part for me was having to learn how to live without hands or feet, especially hands. That's quite difficult. Feet, you just put one foot in front of another and you go places, whereas hands are a lot more complicated and complex. And when you think about it, everything made in this world is made for the ease of hands.
Yes.
Why wouldn't it be? It makes sense for that to be the case. However, that's not a world suited to me. So I had to spend my entire childhood figuring out how to do things in my own way without any precedence anywhere else. I couldn't look at somebody else and see how they did it because they had hands. But eventually, by continually pushing my own boundaries and my own limits, I learned to do more or less everything. And today, I'm now at the stage where I live in my own accommodation and there's almost no adaptations whatsoever, because I can do most things just by holding my two arms together, such as picking up a glass or holding a pencil, typing on a keyboard.
Yes.
And throughout my entire childhood, that was my mentality. It was an understanding of you need to push yourself now and again just so you figure out what it is that you're truly capable of. However, as a teenager, things slightly changed. I became quite anxious and almost paranoid about who I was. I didn't think I was good enough. I seen my differences instead of the things that I was able to do.
Right.
And I kind of tore myself apart in my head. And it unfortunately led to quite severe mental health consequences. Eventually, I got to university to study architecture. And after 2 years, I dropped out because I couldn't, the workload was too much. I fell behind and I blamed my body. And again, the mental health got on top of me. And I was in unemployment after architecture. I was unemployment where I hit rock bottom. I couldn't go any further down. I didn't even have the courage to look for jobs. But eventually, one day, just by sheer coincidence, I should have been looking for jobs, but instead I ended up on YouTube watching videos, and I clicked on a video about finding purpose. And this video asked two questions. And the first question was, what qualifications or experience do you have? And I thought, well, I have a lot of experience with the highs and the lows of life. But I didn't see how that's going to be any help. Then the next question was, how can you use your experiences or qualifications to help other people or yourself? And I thought, well, perhaps I could speak about my experiences. And then a light bulb went off in my head. I thought, hang on a minute. I realised that every experience, both good and bad, come with lessons. But the lessons don't just have to be for me. They can be for everybody. So from that moment forward, my new purpose in life was to encourage people and to help them push their own boundaries and push through even their toughest times to see the light at the end of the tunnel. So that's the quickest possible summary I could give of my journey up until now.
I love it. I love that you saw a YouTube video, and you'll have to send us the link that inspired you, if that's all right with you.
Yeah, it was a TEDx video. It was Adam Leipzig, L-E-I-P-Z, sorry, Z, American say Z instead of Z, L-E-I-P-Z-I-G, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll find it on TEDx. I think it's one of the most viewed videos. I can understand why.
That's wonderful. And it's just amazing because everybody has their own point where they go, aha moment. And that was your superpower to motivate other people. And I love that. And, you know, we have a bunch of listeners here that need that motivation. So, Liam, can you give us something that will help them move past their sitting on the couch and into action?
To summarise, looking back over my life, particularly my early childhood when I said I continually pushed my own borders, I realised that subconsciously I followed this process. At the time, I wasn't aware of the process. I just kind of did it. It's only now looking back that I've been able to categorise my attitudes into a three-step process. So the first step, and it has to be first, the first step is mindset. Like if you do not have the appropriate mindset, you're not going to take any action towards creating a better life or a more fulfilling existence for yourself. Right. So you need to make sure that your mind is in a positive place. And an example of when I used mindset as a child was the belief that, look, I don't have any hands or feet, but I'm going to try and do the best I can regardless. I didn't take no for an answer, and I believe that somehow along the way I would figure out how to do most things that I can now do. And you need that self-belief, because if you don't believe that you can achieve something, then it's not going to happen. You don't see people with happy existences, or you see them with good consequences and results in their life, and you don't hear them say, nah, I'd never seen this coming. That they're in that situation because they believed it was possible. So that is step one, and without step one there is no step two and step three. And step two is action. You need to take action. You can't just think yourself into a better existence and a better life. Eventually, you're going to have to do something, because without action, there is no result. But the thing is, people often don't want to take action because often the action that is necessary is way beyond their comfort zone. But what we need to understand is that beyond our comfort zone, that's where we develop new skills and new habits. So who we are today, we are who we are because of everything we have done up until this moment. Right. So if we want to be something else, something more than who we are at this moment, then we're going to need to do something more than what we've done before. We're going to need to do something different. And that is essentially the definition of pushing your comfort zone. It's doing something that you've not really done before. So first of all, you've got mindset. You need to back it up with action. Then the results start coming in. But sometimes they don't.
Yeah.
You know what it's like when you make a plan and then you execute the plan and it goes wrong. So for example, my new speaking career, I made, I think it was four, maybe five or six business plans because I was too scared to take the action. So I just kept making plans. And eventually I took action. And within a week, the plan was pointless because everything I projected to happen turned out that's not how it works.
Yeah.
So sometimes you need to stay resilient. Now, resilient is the third stage. And resilience is basically how the results are made. It's how the action turns into something. And do you know what? The truth is we all encounter tough times. We all encounter times that we wish didn't happen. But it's beyond our control. So we have to say, what is the best that we can do in this scenario? Mm-hmm. How can we adapt to the situation? So for example, the way I have used resilience in my own life is by adapting to my circumstances, which is having no hands and feet, and trying to figure out the best way around it.
Right.
Now, you seen me pick up the glass.
Right.
I couldn't do that first time, or second time, or third time, or fourth time. A joke that I've probably held a glass 101 different ways, and 100 of them have failed. But you have to keep doing it time and time again, because otherwise you're never going to crack the code. So, yeah, to summarise, that's the three ways that I believe anybody can create almost any life or existence for themselves, is by having the right mindset, taking action, and just sticking at it.
I think a lot of people have problems with number two, taking action, because it scares them. You know, for me, it scared me to even take the first step of doing anything. Like, I have homework to be done, and it talks about writing out a perfect day, and it scared me so much that I stopped. I stopped in the morning because I didn't know what I wanted, or it just scared me to finish it because I just have a blockage. I mean, have you ever had blockages where you just got too scared and like not done anything?
Yeah, I suppose you could say that my entire life from 13 until finding my purpose was a blockage, as many years as that was. And, but the truth is, a lot of the times when I'm talking about this this process that I use, which I now use that process not only to overcome my disability, but also to build my career. But it's when I talk about it, it's almost as if I am painting myself as a master of productivity. But sometimes, yeah, you do have that blockage, these days that you wake up and you think, oh, I really don't want to do this. Yeah, everybody has bad days. Even the most productive and successful people and the happiest people, everybody has bad days. And it's just, you understand that, you know what? It's never going to be perfect. Perfection cannot be achieved. So a lot of people, for example, will hold back and they won't take action because they want the timing to be right, or they want the situation to be perfect.
Yes.
But that day is never going to come. Yeah. So just like I did, you'll make endless plans, and I don't necessarily mean writing down plans, even in your head, thinking things through and thinking, oh no, it's not perfect, I've got to change this, I've got to change that. Sometimes you've just got to bite the bullet and go for it. And you know what? You can learn things. The best way of learning something, I believe, is learning along the way. No business plan could ever have prepared me for this career. No seminars or online courses could have ever prepared me for a lifetime of being disabled. However, by being in that situation, I adapted to it and I learned along the way.
I love it. Yes, it's so true. And not to be afraid, but just keep taking action. And resiliency, is that what you said, right? Because your accent, your Scottish accent is pretty thick.
I you have no idea how much I'm trying to speak normally.
But resilience is your third point, is that correct?
Resilience.
And it's just like, it's true. I mean, you just keep at it and keep going. And I think for people, it's hard for them to keep going when they fail so many times, you know, and to see you just be resilient in your just whole life is pretty amazing. I mean, like we have to keep on that path of taking action, or what else is there? You know, we get stuck in not being able to do anything. So, you are a motivational speaker, huh, Liam?
Yeah, well, hopefully I'm doing a good job.
Absolutely. Is there any way that people can follow you on either your speaks or your inspiration?
Yeah, I frequently upload motivational videos online. However, in the last few weeks, I've kind of become a little bit lazy. So but going forward, I will get back into the swing of things. So you can find me on more or less every major social media platform under my name, which is Liam McKelvey, LiamMckelvie. But you could also find me as my username on my website, which is Zero Limits with a B.
Zero Limits.
So I'll spell that. Yeah, it's
Z.
Z-R-O-L-I-M-B for Bravo, ITS.com, or just at Zero Limits on social media. And yeah, so that's where you can find me, and I'd be happy to inspire as many people as possible.
I so thank you for joining me, and I am so inspired by you that I will continue finishing my assignment. And also, there are just things that we all have, whether it's writing a book or doing motivational things. And I just hope that we inspire all of our listeners here to take action with their lives and their goals. Liam, thank you for coming here and speaking to us and motivating us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Take care. Bye-bye. Bye. Thank you for listening to Couch to Fire. I hope this podcast sparks something in you to take action to live your best life. If you are interested in joining me in this podcast and have something inspiring to share, please contact me. Couch to Fire. Live your best life.